Welcome to Answers Unleashed. I am Olympia Lapointe. This is a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. Now, I am so thankful. This is our last episode for the season. I am so thankful to have been able to show you so many different ways throughout the season how to reshape your brain. How to understand what your trio brain is like. What is the brain reshaping ship? And how do you go about attracting people with the brain reshaping ship? How do you get rid of pain? How do you see your future? How do you prepare for college? These are all the things that we talked about this particular season. And it was great. We had the TEDx speaker, Wendy Yost, that was on telling us how to attract more. We had Chad Zdenek on the show telling us how to become an entrepreneur. I've had such a great time this entire season showing you exactly how to reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. We even saw how mathematics was used within predicting what the weather patterns were within my newest Einstein section of our show. I have had such a great time. This is the wrap-up of our first season, and I am wrapping it up with one of the most important questions that's come from a caller. Our caller was Victoria Cadine, and she asked, are there such things as parallel dimensions? People always talk about this as something that's out there. Is there such thing as parallel dimensions? And that was the question that was asked. And at first, I wrestled with that. I didn't know necessarily how to answer it. And when you hear that, it seems really Twilight Zone-ish. It seems like it's something that's really out there. And it seems like, how could there be parallel dimensions when what we see right in front of us is three? We can see a pen. We can see a book. We can see things that are right in front of us. And it's kind of doesn't make sense if there's more dimensions, we think. Well, today, I'm here specifically to tell us how to live our life in a parallel dimension to our third dimension. We are going to walk in a parallel dimension together. And so the answer is yes. There's a parallel dimension. And it's not all the woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo thinking that you think of. It's not the outside of the box thinking that you think of. It is something that every single one of us can do on a daily basis, practically. Okay. Now, if you've been listening so far, you know that I like to merge the practical side of the world as well as the theoretical side of the world, specifically with science. And the best way for me to describe this is that there is a way for us to be able to get answers in our life. And you heard this in the first episode. This is the trio brain. We have three sections of brain, which is the faith section, which is the emotional right side section, and the left section, which is the logical section. But those of you who are really, really, really deep into science, those of you who are really deep into self-awareness, those of you who are really deep into bettering your own life and bettering the lives around you will totally, totally understand and embrace what it is that I'm about to share with you today. All right. Let's break down parallel dimensions. All right. We live in a three-dimensional world. We have a height, width, and a depth. You can measure three things in three different ways. We see books, we see microphones, I'm over here in a studio with all the foam on the wall. We see all of this, and it is something that is in front of us, and it's in three dimensions. But I'm going to blow your mind right now. There are more dimensions that exist. We just can't see it. There are more dimensions that exist, but we just cannot physically see it. Now, let me tell you why this is. In mathematics, specifically chaos theory and probability, and as well as linear algebra, as well as modern algebra, we have proven in mathematics that there are multiple dimensions that exist, not just three, not just four, not just five, but infinitely many dimensions exist. We have proven it in mathematics. The problem is we're in three dimensions and we can't see more. We cannot measure more because we are not in that dimension. So science right now is currently limited with the amount of ways it can measure the world. Hence, measure the universe. But in mathematics, we have seen that there are infinitely, infinitely more dimensions that exist. More importantly, there's even subdimensions. There's not only the dimension 1, 2, or 3. There's dimension 3.5, 3.7, 3.pi even. So when you think of this, we have to further understand this world. Now, let me break this down to you. There's things that are happening in a higher dimension that we cannot see. We have proven this in mathematics. Mathematics applies to the third dimension, which is this earth, meaning what we see is the result of something that's happening in a higher dimension that we do not completely understand. Now, let me break it down to you a little bit more. There's such thing in mathematics called projection. Now, projection is really, really cool. It takes something from a higher dimension and it projects it into a lower dimension so you can see what it's like. Like, for example, if you were to draw on a piece of paper a really cool cartoon character, and look at the piece of paper, that would actually be a cartoon character in two dimensions. It has a width and it has a length, but it doesn't necessarily come off of the paper. You just see it on the paper. So you have then taken an idea from your brain in three dimensions and written it on a piece of paper, or drew it on a piece of paper, and it became something in two dimensions. Now, what happens in the world and what happens in the universe and what happens in mathematics that has been proven is that things happen in a higher dimension and we see the results here in 3D. Now, let me describe that again. There are such things as higher dimensions and there's such thing as a projection, where you see the result here in three dimensions, but it was something happening to create it. Just like there was the artist creating that design on that piece of paper that created the two-dimensional figure, there is something creating what happens here in three dimensions. And you'll be surprised when I tell you who it is. These projections are really interesting, and in linear algebra, they're such thing as inverses. So these inverses are really cool. Something that happens in a higher dimension, it's now projected into a lower dimension, let's say three dimensions. And only in certain situations there can be an inverse, meaning you can go backwards and go back any time to a higher dimension and then come back down to a lower dimension. It's kind of like a two-way street. Something that happens in a higher dimension, you can actually bring it down to a lower dimension, and then you can actually bring it back up to a higher dimension. Like, for example, when the artist draws the particular cartoon character on the two-dimensional piece of paper, there's that let's say the hand is drawn not at the right angle. So then the person who's drawing it erases it and draws it at another angle, and then it looks better. In that case, there was a two-way street where you could actually go back, make adjustments, and have it look better than it was before. Well, that two-way street of making corrections exists also in mathematics. So there, let me break it down to you this way. Answers exist in a higher dimension, and only a select few people can find them out and continuously use them here on Earth. And there are people who can always find new inventions, new things. Find all these different ways to be able to create these solutions to these complex problems. Finding a way to be able to preserve water for years instead of just days so people can live throughout natural disasters. Or there's people who are able to create massive ways of being able to communicate via electronic systems so masses of amounts of people can have teleconferences back and forth and communicate. These are the people who find these answers continuously. If we apply it to our world, the way that we can find answers and find and pull the answers from these higher dimensions and actually apply them here on Earth are the people who renew their mind. These are people who find ways to change the way that they are thinking. When they renew their mind, they literally find the inverse. They find the way to take the problem here in the third dimension and bring it up into the higher one so they can find the answers, though they can reapply it back here to in their situation where it counts. But the only people who are able to do that are the people who have chosen to renew their mind. And it is, some people call it free will. Some people call it choice. I call it a choice. It is the people who decide that there is more that exists than what they are currently seeing. And this is what I talk about as the faith section of the brain. It is the part of the brain that allows someone to not only think that this third dimension is the end all be all, but it is the part of the brain that understands that there is an answer that exists and they have to go somewhere to another frame of mind, another way of being, to be able to get the answer to apply it here on Earth. Are you a person to renew your mind? Are you a person to find a way and a solution when you don't see anything? Have you chosen to be a person to find an answer when you literally don't see one in front of you? If you have, congratulations. You're now a part of the group that has the inverse. The way to be able to not only look at this three-dimensional world in front of you, but realize you can go to a higher dimension and get an answer and bring it back down here. Now, these higher dimensions, they're really cool. It's fascinating. Higher dimensions, when I remember describing in one of my classes that I taught on the college level about the dimensions. And people always look at things in different dimensions all the time. They look at, let's say, the census information. They look at data. They look at the age. They look at how many people live in the house. They look at the income people have. These are what we call dimensions of a problem. And these are all the different considerations that exist to be able to create a solution to a particular issue. And as we understand all the dimensions to a problem or dimensions, then we can actually project what we foresee to happen in the future. And the future and the past happen in different dimensions than we are in. The future is a different dimension than the third dimension because it requires the use of time as a factor. So we're not only dealing with the height, width, and depths of situations, but another dimension, an additional dimension, would be time. So when things happen in the future, in the past, we're no longer dealing with three dimensions. We're actually tapping into the fourth and fifth and sixth, which is understanding that there exists a solution that you don't understand yet. But it's your belief and your faith in knowing that it exists that allows you to get there. Now, there's one major aspect to this entire process that I'm sharing to you as the LaPointe parallel theory that exists, the LaPointe parallel dimension theory. And I'm calling it this theory because we in mathematics and we scientists and we technical people still have to find a way to be able to define and measure this phenomenon of being able to take answers from another dimension and bring it to the third so we can actually find answers that are practical, tangible, doable. There's this third side of the equation that actually deals with Einstein's E equals MC squared. It's a general theory of relativity. It is something that allows us to be able to understand that energy is the same as physical objects and light. So the mass, the M, and the C is light. Energy that is created literally creates things here on Earth. It creates water bottles. It creates the voice structure, it creates vocal sound. It literally creates things. It creates the way that your body runs and moves and operates so you can actually move from point A to point B. The energy that is needed creates transformation. Now, what's beautiful about E equals MC squared is that it is a transformation to get to one point to the next. Everything that changes needs energy. Your thoughts need energy. Your mind needs energy. Your body needs energy. Your emotions, they even have an energy attached to it itself. Anger has an energy to it. E equals MC squared represents being able to take an energy force that exists in a higher dimension and translating it so it creates an outcome here in this third dimension. The energy that you experience transforms your entire life and your entire existence and your entire perception of the world. Your energy. Let me describe that again. The energy that you experience and the energy that you place into situations can literally allow you to transform your mind and renew your mind and reshape your mind, or it can leave you stuck here where you can't find answers. Your energy and how you create your energy and how you get more energy or how you give it away will define on whether or not that you will find an answer to your pressing problem. Energy. Now, how do you use energy practically, or what do you do to be able to harness energy? First, and I have a couple minutes here, I'm going to share this with you. The first is that you stop comparing yourself to other people. They are operating in their world. They have their own set of factors and concerns. They have their own time in which they're operating. They have their own way of being. And therefore, they, although they may be in this third dimension, they're not a part of yours. They may be operating in a completely subdimension, 2.35. Meaning they may have external factors. They may have people to help them financially. They may have people to guide them in certain situations. They may have energy or resources in another area that you don't have. So your factors or your dimensions are different. And your subdimensions are different. But then again, you may have something they don't. You may have had built a work ethic from your childhood that allowed you to be able to get through certain situations so that when the time comes and when there's a challenge, you'll be able to see an answer before anyone else does because you've already built that faith side of your brain. So you may be operating on 2.75 dimensions, not theirs. So it all depends on you. Yet once you stop comparing yourself to other people, then the energy then allows you to harness it for yourself. You harness it for yourself so you can create your own future, your own path, your own way, independent of anyone else. And when you create your own path, you no longer work in three dimensions. You are then renewing your mind and tapping into a higher source that freely allows through a projection of that higher dimension into your life so you find answers. Then the second part is you have to remove yourself from toxic environments. You have to remove yourself from toxic environments and place yourself in environments that give you back energy instead of take it away. I just talked to one of my students, and she was describing to me a very difficult situation at home where she felt discouraged. Every time she went home, she felt like she couldn't be able to finish her schoolwork, and she was depressed. And she had no idea that although she loved her family, they were sapping the energy dry from her. And although you love some people so much so, sometimes you have to reserve your own energy and give it to yourself, not them. E equals MC squared represents transforming energy into outcomes. When you hold your energy and you discerningly give it to the right situations that create a balance in your life, it then renews your own energy so you can create solutions here in your life in these three dimensions. You have to remove yourself from toxic environments. Place yourself in environments where you're supported. Place yourself in situations in which you enjoy being there. Is it a dance class? Is it a class at school? Is it a work environment? Where is it? Where is it that brings you back joy, where you're able to step into that room and have a deep awareness and breath to you where you know you are exactly where you're supposed to be? And then the third tip I give you and leave you is this. You have to believe, you have to really truly believe that whatever situation that you go through, there is an answer that exists that you are not aware of. It is that moment in faith where you realize that there is a solution out there. And if you just hang in there just a little bit more, you'll know what it is. And that's when you operate outside of time. That's when you operate outside of space. That's when you operate in a higher dimension, knowing that there is a solution for you and is waiting specifically for you, no one else, but it's your choice to get it. Again, I am so thankful for the question that came in from one of our callers. Is there a parallel dimension? So the answer is yes. There are actually parallel dimensions. There are higher dimensions in our three dimensions. We just can't see it. There exists a projection of answers that come from this higher dimension and give it to us here, practically here on Earth. And it's different for every single person in every single situation. But it requires us to be able to reshape our brain and renew our mind to decide to actually find it and pursue it so it comes down into our life. And we also have to know that energy, which is Einstein's beautiful equation, E equals MC squared, represents how we can transform our physical world and create solutions physically, solutions where you can knock on wood or knock on solid things that result after that energy is directed in the right place. So again, it has been my pleasure to be here with you on Answers Unleashed. This wraps up our first season here on KPCRRadio.com. And I am just so thankful to be here with you. You can find me at facebook.com/OlympiaLapointe. You can go to my website, OlympiaLapointe.com. And you can always check out great shows on our AnswersUnleashed.com and call us at 888-88-ANSWERS for more shows. Again, I am Olympia Lapointe here with you, reshaping your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you with Answers Unleashed.